Welcome back to Open Language, everyone. I'm Diana.
I'm Adam.
So we've got another lesson in the Office series today.
That's right. We've got lucky number 8.
Yep. And this is about holiday scheduling.
Okay. So a lot of the stuff we've talked about up until this point has been, I don't want to say boring. You know, I'm sure it's very useful.
Hey, you're in parties, you're in bonuses. That's
okay.
Awesome.
You're right. But this is the most awesome, right?
Yes.
Because now we're talking holidays.
Time off.
So we've got an old familiar face back today. Anybody has been wondering what Brad has been up to during this series. He's back. And basically, Karen, Zach, and Brad are talking about how they are going to arrange for everyone's holiday, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue and find out what happens.
All right. Hey guys, I'd like to have a quick chat to coordinate our holiday schedule. Are you guys traveling?
Actually, yeah. I was planning to fly back home for the holidays.
I'll be staying in town, but I wanted to know what days we get off.
So we normally get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day off. However, since those days all fall on the weekend this year, you guys get vacation from the 26th to the 30th of December.
Got it. Wow. We get so many days off in a row.
Oh, I didn't realize we'd get the whole week off. I was planning on using up my accumulated PTO.
Since you'll be heading home, let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Thanks, Zach.
When is your flight, Brad?
My flight actually leaves during the day on the 23rd, so I'd be taking the 23rd off. I fly back on the 3rd, so I'll be back in the office on the 4th. Would that be okay?
Not a problem. Holidays are meant for friends and family. I just want to make sure that we get as far ahead of schedule to accommodate for the week we get off.
I'll put in some extra hours between now and then to make sure we stay on track.
All right, so we start off with Karen wanting to have a quick chat to coordinate their holiday schedule.
Okay, so coordinate a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Coordinate here means...
kind of arrange, kind of fit everything together.
Together, yeah. There's always this meaning of co, right?
Mm-hmm,
when you see co at the beginning of the word, you always know it's together.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you could coordinate with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the boss is she's just coordinating.
Yes, right? Yes.
But you could always coordinate with someone, you know, on something or about something.
Right. So you can... even coordinate maybe outfits.
Sure, absolutely.
If you, I sometimes will see a lot of tour groups and they wear the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah.
So they can, you know,
it's easy
they
to
know
find
who's
them.
Yeah, in the group.
Sure.
So they're coordinating outfits.
Sure, exactly. Actually, today, Jenny and I were wearing the exact same clothes.
Really?
And that was not coordinated. That was just an accident.
But, right.
But yeah, we thought it was funny. Since we're talking about, you know, CO words and together, there's another word, cooperate.
It's pretty
similar, right?
Right, exactly. So when you cooperate, you are working together.
You're working together. Whereas I feel like when you are coordinating, maybe there's different groups that are working.
Mm-hmm.
They're not working together, but maybe they're working towards the same goal.
Right, like... I feel like a coordinator is someone who says, all right, you do A, you do B,
right.
And then you do the last part.
Exactly.
And then when you are cooperating, you're actually actively working together.
Right, exactly. Okay, so it sounds like Brad, even though he's just come back into our episodes,
right.
He is going to be leaving soon, flying back home.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach has some other plans, right?
So Zach is going to stay in town, but he wants to know what days they get off.
Okay, so we are going to hear this phrase, get off, 3 times in this dialogue.
Oh, wow, you counted.
I did, because it's as a matter of fact, when we are talking about work, this is like one of the most useful phrases that maybe people don't always understand, because get off.
Right.
What does it even really mean? So I could ask Diana, hey, Diana, what time do you get off work today?
Around 6.
6? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So hardworking. but we could also use it in terms of like traveling. Right? How many days do we get off for vacation?
Exactly.
We get 6 days off. We don't get any days off.
Yeah. So what days do they get off then?
Sounds like they normally get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day off.
Mm-hmm, right. Unfortunately, this year, they all fall on the weekend. Saturday and Sunday.
This happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. What a pain that is. So what about fall here? Like, is Santa falling down?
Right. So fall just means it occurs or happens.
It happens that day.
Mm-hmm. So basically, to compensate for the holiday falling on the weekend, they are getting the 26th to the 30th of December off.
Okay, so that's pretty good. And in fact, you know, it's great when you have all those holidays together in a row.
Yes, yes.
Because it's one thing to have, a holiday here, you know, maybe one day here, one day there.
Yeah.
But when they're all together in a row,
it's the best.
It's the best.
So in a row is just a nice little phrase to say in succession.
Right. One after the other.
Mm-hmm. We could also say things can be lined up in a row.
Sure.
So they are physically, you know, lined up next to each other.
Right. Making a row.
So it seems Brad and Zach are both kind of surprised that they get this week off in a row.
Sure.
And Brad here, he says that he was planning on using his accumulated PTO.
Okay, so PTO, this kind of sounds funny. But this is personal time off?
Yeah, personal time off.
Okay, so, you know, probably he gets a certain amount of days every year, maybe 2 weeks, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And that's, he can take that anytime.
Yes.
But a lot of people always save those days for December because they want to take the whole, you know, half the month off from Christmas to New Year's.
Exactly.
They want to just take the whole, they want days off in a row, basically. Mm-hmm.
And it makes traveling easier to plan, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the word that we used here was accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
So what could we say about that?
For example, you put money into a savings account.
Okay.
And you can say, you know, after a year of saving up, I've accumulated, you know, $10,000.
Whoa, geez. We should talk later. Yeah, you're right. You can accumulate money, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, accumulate always just means gather, right?
Yes.
Get more, put together. So you could accumulate money. I always thinking about accumulating like experience.
Oh yeah, that's definitely
knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But money sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you can accumulate a lot of things. Like, for example, I personally am quite a pack rat, so I accumulate a lot of junk.
It's so easy.
It is
so easy just to accumulate junk.
It's hard to throw away things.
It is. It really, really is. One other thing I can think of is, you know, a lot of stores now have membership cards. You know, you go into Starbucks, they will always ask you, do you have the membership card?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's another way we would use accumulate. You accumulate points.
Yes, yes.
And then get something, a free coffee.
But from what I hear, you have to buy a lot of coffee to get a free coffee.
Yeah, I haven't got one of those membership cards. I'm waiting for that perfect Starbucks employee to ask me. And then I will say, like, you know, I always say next time, you know. Yes, you can sell me one.
You can sell me one. So Zach here seems like a very kind manager. He tells Brad that, you know, since you're heading home, let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Right. And then a nice little thanks, Zach. Thanks,
right.
Zach.
So Karen wants to know when exactly Brad's flight is.
Okay, so it sounds like he's leaving during the day on the 23rd, which means he'll need to take the 23rd off.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very, very similar to get off there. You take a day off work. He will be flying back on the 3rd and will be back in the office on the 4th. And maybe he's thinking that's kind of, you know, maybe that's a long time or maybe a little bit, you know, inconvenient. So he does ask Karen if that would be okay.
And Karen seems very understanding. She says, not a problem. Holidays are meant for friends and family.
Aww. It sounds like an ad for Christmas cards or something. So meant for, this will be our grammar point for today.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we say about it now?
So basically it's saying that the holidays are for, you know, their purpose is to spend time with friends and family.
Right, exactly. So it's always focusing on that purpose. And, you know, sometimes we could even say something is not meant for. Like, for example, this is not meant for children.
Yes, that's true.
The movie is not meant for children.
Right.
These toys are not, well, toys, I guess, are meant for children. Some toys are not meant for children.
Exactly. So we could also say, you know, it's not suitable for when we are saying it's not meant for.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So Karen, again, is very, very, very understanding, but as the manager, as the boss, she does want to make sure that they can get as far ahead of schedule as possible so that they can accommodate for the week off.
Exactly. And that makes sense. Hmm. They are getting many days off in a row and, you know, emails won't be replied to.
Sure.
Calls won't be picked up. So here, accommodate. Well, accommodate's got a few different meanings.
Right, yeah.
But in this instance, it's basically saying adapt to.
Right, adapt to. Kind of make up for.
Mm-hmm, make up for. But we can also say that accommodations are kind of like lodging.
Mm.
So when you go and travel, you know, what are your accommodations like?
Sure. And like even, it doesn't have to be for living. It could also be just for like eating. You know, you go to a restaurant in a large group of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, can you accommodate 20 people?
Can you fit 20 people?
Can you fit 20 people?
right.
Exactly.
So lots of uses for accommodate. You guys should go and check out the expansion section.
Mm. Okay, and it sounds like Brad is going to put in some extra hours between now and some later time. So he says between now and then to make sure we stay on track.
Okay, so this is a really great way to just say from here till that point.
Right.
Between now and then.
Between now and then.
Yeah, it's just a really nice phrase if you guys ever need to use this.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you should be able to start using this right away.
Mm-hmm.
So next time we talk between now and then, I want to make sure that you've at least tried to say this once.
Right. And then stay on track.
Okay, so like stay on schedule.
On schedule.
Stay doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, well, what about off track?
Ooh, I guess you usually get off track.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, you get off track. Maybe you're just distracted.
Right, right.
I sometimes start watching YouTube videos. It's very easy to, you know, fall off track or get off track.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge rabbit hole.
Whoops.
So when we say off track, it doesn't have the same, it doesn't have the opposite meaning of on track, because on track usually has to do with the schedule,
right.
But off track has to do more with a maybe discussion topic, or you were doing something and, or you were talking about something,
right.
And then now you're talking about something that's not related at all.
Totally different, right.
So it's off track.
Right, yeah. And in fact, if you're trying to go back to the original topic, you might want to say back on track.
Yes, let's get back on track
here.
Yes, yes. All right, so that's about it for this lesson. Let's go ahead and take another listen to the dialogue.
Sounds good.
Hey guys, I'd like to have a quick chat to coordinate our holiday schedule. Are you guys traveling?
Actually, yeah. I was planning to fly back home for the holidays.
I'll be staying in town, but I wanted to know what days we get off.
So we normally get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day off. However, since those days all fall on the weekend this year, you guys get vacation from the 26th to the 30th of December.
Got it. Wow, we get so many days off in a row.
Oh, I didn't realize we'd get the whole week off. I was planning on using up my accumulated PTO.
Since you'll be heading home, let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Thanks, Zach.
When is your flight, Brad?
My flight actually leaves during the day on the 23rd, so I'd be taking the 23rd off. I fly back on the 3rd, so I'll be back in the office on the 4th. Would that be okay?
Not a problem. Holidays are meant for friends and family. I just want to make sure that we get as far ahead of schedule to accommodate for the week we get off.
I'll put in some extra hours between now and then to make sure we stay on track.
Okay, and we are back, and we have for you some kind of interesting cultural knowledge,
right.
I think. You know, Christmas is on the 24th, 25th, and New Year's is on the 31st.
And first,
so of December and January, respectively. But the thing is, just like we mentioned in the lesson, is because they're a week apart.
Exactly a week.
It's exactly a week. Uh-huh. It's kind of a pain sometimes to, you know, coordinate everybody's holiday schedule.
Uh-huh, right. And I think most of the time, when I think back on my parents taking days off in December, they would always get the 24th and the 25th off.
Right.
Or at the very least, the 25th.
Yeah.
And then between the 31st and the 1st, they usually get the 1st off.
Right.
For sure. So a lot of people, if they want to travel, they will have to use their vacation days and kind of link those two holidays together
right.
in order to get a week or so of time off.
Mm.
So I think, and Adam and I were talking about this, this year might be an exception where a lot of companies will just let employees have that week in between off.
Mm.
Because technically you're supposed to get Christmas Day and New Year's Day off.
Right.
But because they're on the weekend, you're already not going to work on the weekend.
Exactly.
So I guess...
It's a big whoop, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like, you know...
If it happens, I'll believe it when I see it, right? Because the thing is, you know, companies, of course, are, you know, they're very generous around the Christmas season,
yeah.
I guess. But, yeah, it's still, you know, at the end of the day, you still need... People are still going to be shopping on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, Diane and I both worked retail before as well, which, good luck. You're not getting any. You're not getting those days off if you work in a shopping mall, for sure. But if you work in a bank or a school, you'll have them off anyway.
Mm-hmm. I do remember, though, I think we would close early.
Ah, yes.
So, usually we would stay open till, like, let's say, 9.
Mm.
But if we close early, we get off at 6.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. So generous.
So generous.
So generous. Okay, guys, well, what about you? When you plan your holiday schedule, what do you have to do?
Mm-hmm, right. And if you guys are getting multiple days off because perhaps you work for a foreign company or you work overseas and you guys follow, you know, the Western holiday schedule, let us know too and how your company is giving you guys time off.
That's right. And if you have any plans for Christmas or New Year's, let us know because we don't and, and we're lonely.
Right. We always look forward to your comments.
Okay. See you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.